here we are on our Tuesday afternoon of the afternoon show with Dave and Chantel and now Renisha Kistnan. It's Kistnan, hey.
Yes,
beautiful
it
name.
Is.
is in from Victoria Hospital because, well, let us simply say that we, as a community-based organization, are concerned about the fact that we're still all locked away and locked down and curfewed up and socially distanced. And it's been nearly two years, and it's kind of already becoming a thing. So we don't want to be like this forever.
No.
And there's only, I think, two ways at the moment that we can avoid staying like this forever. The one is for everyone to actually get COVID-19 and either die or survive. But either way, you know, then... And the other way is to get vaccinated and maybe still get it, but, you know, then you don't die necessarily.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is once we've all reached a sort of level of, I think it's called herd immunity.
Herd immunity, correct.
That's when we can then carry on with life in the kind of normal sense. It will never be life as we knew it because we will have the lingering memory. And no doubt this virus is going to be with us for an awfully long time. But it'll be like the other SARS and MERS and H1N1 and all of those things. They're there, but they're not locking you down anymore. So, Renisha, you've come in from Victoria because, well, I got a call from Jenny Mia this morning, and I like Jenny very much because she knows what's what and she runs a very good operation. And she was saying, we've got to get the message to those that count, i.e. you and I, if you're listening to this, about the facts. You know, there's a lot of information and misinformation and scaremongering and just basic silly stuff, which is causing all sorts of drama. I think the facts are, correct me if I'm wrong, Renisha, we to get on top of this thing, we need to achieve a level of immunity, herd immunity, it's called.
Yes, you need to do that. And for us to be able to do that, you've got to be vaccinated. And I think, you know, have you watched a Premier League match recently?
Well, it seems like everyone is back, hey?
Yes. So, I mean, the crowds are cheering and shouting and how we miss those days, being able to show.
But that amazes me because in Britain, the numbers are still going through the roof and yet they have no masks anymore and people together again. How is that going to work? They've just decided to let everyone get it.
Well, I think that's it, and also being vaccinated. Remember, they had the opportunity before we did. So majority of their residents are vaccinated.
So there is a case to be made
and
for
also their numbers might be high, but the death rate is low. Yeah. So that just means that the vaccines are actually working.
Another case to be made for that. Now, what do you say about those that say that it's going to change your ability to have a future family and your DNA might be altered and it might be the aliens implanting mystery devices into you and you may start to bark and glow in the dark? And what do you say to that?
I've been barking at night. I'm kidding. It's actually not true. We've all been vaccinated and there really is no truth in that. The other one I'm sure you would have heard is that a microchip is being planted into them,
you know,
by being vaccinated. So, yeah, there's a lot of stories. It's actually not true. I think it is for the community's best interest, the public's best interest to be vaccinated. It's for the safety of not only yourself, but your family and the people around you.
And how safe is the vaccine? Because there are various different types. At Victoria, apparently, you're concentrating on one type.
Yes. So currently, we are a vaccination site. So we did have a reason to call you. We just want to remind the community that we are now a vaccination site at MediClinic Victoria, and we are administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Do you have to make an appointment?
So, not really. You actually don't have to make an appointment. There's different ways in which we do it. We would like you ideally to make an appointment. We've got a system on www.mediclinic.co.za. It's an appointment system that will allow you to pick a date and a time that is suitable for you to come in for your vaccinations. But we are allowing walk-ins, so we take people as they come in. If you haven't been registered, we even help you to register both on the EVDS, which is the government system, and onto the MediClinic system.
So you don't even have to register. You can literally just arrive and say, I would like to be vaccinated against COVID.
Yes.
Is there a cost?
No. So that's the other thing. I mean, in the days that we've been making contact with a lot of different people to advise them, one of the biggest questions we get asked is, what is the cost? There is no money changing hands at all when it comes to the vaccine. Both private and medical aid patients are more than welcome, and the costs are covered in different ways. So the patient or the company bringing the patients in will never have to pay a cost at all.
Now, having the vaccine doesn't guarantee that you're not going to get COVID-19. In fact, you might still be exposed, and with the Delta variant being as active and as infectious as it is, if you're exposed, you probably will get a dose of COVID. But if you've been vaccinated, it becomes...
The symptoms are very mild. So it's very different, yes.
So really, it would appear to be a no-brainer, unless, of course, you have some kind of genuine reason. I was listening to an interview with Eric Clapton, who apparently had a very severe reaction to being vaccinated. It actually affected his immune system to the point where he lost the use of his hands. And as a musician, that was not a fantastic outcome. It was a neuropathy that he had suffered. It was a pre-existing condition that the vaccine just kicked into overdrive. Very rare to have those. But you do have the occasional reaction, don't you?
You do, but not as great as the one you're mentioning. So we've had the normal, you know, blood pressures are low, patients feeling sort of dizzy or weak, but we haven't had any terrible adverse events. Even with us that had the vaccine, you just have the mild symptoms, sort of like you had COVID, but not exactly COVID.
But you've seen people coming in to your facility with COVID-19 without being vaccinated.
Yes.
And you must have seen some really heartbreaking outcomes.
Yes, we have.
And that's why for people
and that is
actually,
why, yes,
you
yes.
know, I mean, this is the thing. It's easy for us to talk about, oh, we've seen this, we've heard that. But you are at the stoke face and you actually see the reality. And it's, I mean, you know, when you lose a friend.
And like you said, it's a no-brainer when you think of it like that. And we've all, you know, in the first wave, we sort of felt like there wasn't really much loss because it wasn't someone you knew. You know, it was someone who knew someone who knew someone. But I think within the second wave is when it got really serious and you lost a lot of people that you loved, you cared for, friends. And that's when reality hit. And I think when the vaccine came in, we thought that the uphill would have actually been much faster, more people wanting to
get it. At the beginning, I remember standing in a queue for 5 hours to get a vaccine. Twice. Yes, because I was so keen to get, and everyone in that queue was desperate to get vaccinated. Because understanding the implications of not being vaccinated, which is why it absolutely blows my mind. It confounds and confuses me as to why people would still be resistant to, unless they have been listening to
a
narrative that is very compelling and very, very alternative.
It comes down to what has been shared on social media from people who are not... They are not given any facts or any, it's just misinformation and untruths.
But it's very convincing. I've heard people that are credible and intelligent putting forward some very, very solid arguments about the fact that, well, this might well be a global plot to reduce population numbers, and as such, it's going to just happen whichever way you... And if you get the vaccine, you're simply just adding to the narrative, and somehow that vaccine's going to kick. In 2 years' time, you're going to drop dead. You hear all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's from people that seem credible, you start to really listen twice, three times, and then you get confused. But I still hark back to the reality that if you're sitting where Anisha's sitting and the medical team at Victoria and all the other hospitals that see on a daily basis people like you and I coming in with COVID-19, those that have been vaccinated come in and they leave.
Yeah.
Those that haven't come in, and many of them do not leave. Well, not breathing.
Yeah.
And that's the reality. So you now make your decision based on that. And leave all of the hypothesizing to the internet and the social media. And then do the right thing for your family, for your friends, for your future. Just go and get a shot. Any particular time of day?
So just before I go to that, it's very important to note again that the eligibility is now 18 until you're alive. So 18 until 80 that can get vaccinated. The other myth that we had was breastfeeding and pregnant mums. They're also allowed to get vaccinated now.
Okay.
So they are more than welcome to come in to have their jabs.
So is the Johnson & Johnson going to develop a booster shot shortly?
So there has been talk from the Department of Health about that, but we're just waiting for confirmation, because as you would have seen from the stats, the study that was done, it's 8 months. It's effective for 8 months. So some of us that have had our vaccine are reaching almost the 8 month at the end of the year.
So you might need a top-up.
So you would need a booster. So they're currently in the process of sorting that out.
But, I mean, that is how vaccines work. Because if we look at the inoculations that we give our kids between the ages when they're born to by the time they are 14 years old, sometimes they have two or three booster shots for the same illness.
Yes.
And we need to remember that that is what we have been doing literally our whole lives. This is no different.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, I think, to look at the scenario practically. And once you've done that and you've decided that you are probably going to err on the conservative and have a shot, Victoria Hospital is really very, very conveniently situated, easy to access. What time of day do you operate?
So we are operating Monday to Friday from 8 to 4 at the hospital. Like I said, walk-ins via appointment, it's all up to you, but we will welcome you anyway. If there's any information that is required, your guests are more than welcome to call 032-945-8286 and we'll be able to inform them. And our tagline is, it's our best shot for a healthy life.
I think that tagline is a very, very clever one. The best shot for a healthy life. Available at Victoria in Tongaat. Great facility. I just hear good things about Victoria. It's wonderful to have a hospital with such great care and compassion on the doorstep. Renisha, thanks for sharing that message with us.
Okay, thank you so much.
Don't be a stranger. Whenever you've got good news, come and share it. You're always welcome.
Well, that was said live on air, so I will definitely take you up on that. Thank you both very much.
So welcome. It's 88 FM Radio, Life and Style, the afternoon show with Dave and Chantel. And we were talking about Eric Clapton. Why not? Let's play a bit of Eric Clapton music for you right now. It's called Sweet Home Chicago, 25 minutes past 4 o'clock.